Today's daf, we'll finish up the third day of finishing up the Dor HaMabul Gemaras. We continue Sanhedrin, Kuf, Ches, Amud Beis. Again, a number of these lines are in Rashi. Says the Gemara, Sohar Ta'aseh LaTeva. Hashem tells to make Noach, should make it Sohar. What's it Sohar? So Gemara quotes one opinion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeNoach, Kava Bo Avanim Tovos HaMargalios. Put special diamonds and pearls. K'deishu Me'irus Lachem Ketzarayim. So you can have light. Rashi on all the Torah quotes the Medrash, that it was either a window or the diamond. The Torah Tamima says maybe these two deos in the Medrash are parallel to the two deos at the beginning of the Parsha, whether Noach was a tzaddik or Noach wasn't such a great tzaddik. If it was a window, then he was a tzaddik. There's no problem with him seeing the Rishon being killed. But if he wasn't such a tzaddik, Rak B'Darosav, so maybe that's why it couldn't be a window. It had to be the diamonds. And the Gemara continues, Tachtim Shniim Shlishim Ta'aseh. You have to make it three levels. Tana Tachtim LeZevel. The bottom, the level was for the garbage. Emsoyim LeBehema. The middle was for the animals. El Yonim LaAdam. And the highest level was for Adam. The Klei Yakar says this is a symbol of the whole world. Hashem was destroying the world, but he had to keep a little microcosm of the world, and therefore he did. Like we know, the Kuzari has four levels of being, the domain, the Tzomeach, the Chai, the Medaber. See, with three levels, you have the people on top and the animals, and then the dirt and the garbage on the bottom. And Noach sends out the Orev, Amar Reish Lakish. Again, the Medrash adds in other conversations that the Orev had with Noach, but the Gemara says as follows. Oh, the Orev had a good taina to Noach. Your master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hates me and you hate me. Why are there only two ravens on the teva and not seven? Shows that he hates me. Why are you sending me out? It's dangerous. Why don't you send one from the sevens, from the tar? If I die out there, from the cold or from the heat, there'll be a birya that's missing. Meaning, the Orev acknowledged that every single birya, every single insect, bird, animal in the world has a purpose. It's a perfect world. And therefore, Noach, if you send me out, you know, then I might be lacking. Just send one of the sevens out. Oshema le'ishtiata tzarech, or he throws one in, or maybe you want my wife, says the Orev to Noach. Amar lo Rasha, b'mutter li nasar li, b'nasar lo kol shekein, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's even usher to me, my own wife. But mutterly nasali, because it was usher batashra shamita during the time of the mabul. So benasali la kol shekein. He doesn't answer the other question. The Gemara continues a couple lines later. Vine ala zayis taraf befiya, and the Yonah came back within a leaf of an olive tree. Amr Abelazar, and olives are bitter. Amr Yonah levnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What was Yonah saying? Ribono shel olam, yemizonosai merurim kizayis umesurim biyadcha. I'd rather my food come from you directly, like a zayis. Rather than getting good food from a basar v'adam. And that's what we say in benching. That's what we say in benching as well. One final conversation that takes place. Amar Avchana bar Bizna, Amar le Eliezer l'shem Rabba. Eliezer, the Eved Avram, once found shame. They overlapped and they said, what was it like on the Teva? Atunachan Avason, what was it like? Amar Lei says shame. Tsar Gadol Hayilana Bateva. It was very challenging. Tsar Gadol. Bir Yeshadarka Lachila Bayom, Hachyanua Bayom. Some animals eat by days, we had to feed them by day. Shadarka Lachila Balaila, Chanua Balaila. Right at night, we had to feed them at night. It wasn't like a nace that all animals were fed. Shame says, we had to feed all the animals. Hai Zakisa. There was a certain animal, a Zakisa. Right? Rashi says, shame Birya. Some type of creature. We don't know what it is. Lo Aviyada Abba Ma'achla. My father, Noach, he became a zoologist, but he didn't know what to feed this animal. One time he was sitting and he was cutting up a rimon, a pomegranate. A worm fell out of the pomegranate. Achlan, quickly the Zika grabbed and licked it up and ate it. They realized he likes wormy, disgusting food. So every day they made him bran, and the bran became moldy and wormy, and kimisla, when it became wormy, achla, they gave it to him. So again, this is what they spent their time doing. The entire year was full of chesed, not only chesed to people, but chesed to animals, and that's how the world continued. Olam chesed yibana, a whole teva of chesed, and that's how the world started over again. Have a great day.